Welcome to the Kingdom Cowboy Podcast. The equipping of God's people comes by teaching and imparting the principles of Christ's kingdom as they unfold through the Holy Spirit today. Our focus is to make the scriptures alive, simple, and easy to understand. Now here's your host, Andy Taylor.
Welcome to the Kingdom Cowboy Podcast. I'm in the studio with Gabe Edney. Good morning, Gabe.
Man, good morning. We got in early this morning to get some podcasts going, and we got some good stuff for you guys today. I know that there's been a lot of things that we've talked about. We've covered a lot of ground in the last 14, 15, 16 podcasts. This one right here is going to be sports-oriented. We're both sports-oriented, guys.
Oh, yeah.
We love sports.
Yeah.
We love...
Just look at us.
Just look at the physique, the athleticism, the everything. There's a lot of things that compare to sports for me, because especially in the kingdom, because you start playing sports when you're young and you just understand them first. And heck, parents are teaching it and traveling with it as far as across the country.
What's serious business these days?
It is. It's big time.
Yeah.
You don't just show up at the sandlot and start playing ball anymore.
That's right.
You better have $100 bag and you better have all that stuff.
But planning all these 6-year-olds to be professional athletes
by the time they're 10.
Yeah. So,
and you got
some of them will.
Yeah. There's a lot of things that compare to me for that. I've heard it when you said it a long time ago on stage. I've heard AT say this is just getting in the game. And when you put it that way for me, just getting in the game and get off the bench and get in the game, we had a pretty serious talk of a group that you were talking about. And it was pretty much, hey, let's get off the bench and get in the game. I remember a time you put me in the game, and it was a tough time because I was pretty young. You called me in Elk City one time and said, hey, somebody's in the hospital. I need you to go pray for them. I was balled up for a long, and I think I even called you. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
I remember that, boy. That was just not one of those things. I was just like, oh, man, I'm a bencher. And I'm afraid to step on the court or the field. Yeah. And I don't know if just youth, I don't know what it is.
I think you just described where a lot of people are.
Okay? Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that are in the same place I am. And they just were balled up whenever, or just when you know you got that feeling when you're supposed to pray for somebody and you just stare at them forever to walk over there and you just can't do it.
Yeah,
I don't know. What is it? Why are people or me and people afraid to get in the game?
When you mention the word ministry, it has a stigma to it in that when you say that, people think about standing up on a stage, giving their testimony, preaching a message or something like that. But it's one of those things where in the Bible Belt, we're so used to those people, the pastor, maybe a few elders, people on the ministry team, whatever, we're used to them doing all the ministry. And the mindset is, Gabe, that all the rest of us just sit around, take it in, so to speak. Nothing wrong with that. Sit around, take it in, so to speak. But we never really get commissioned to what I believe the Bible is clear about in the New Testament, and that is we're all called to ministry. You know, that we use that Ephesians chapter 4 thing a lot. He, Jesus, has given some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers for the building up and the edifying of the body and for the equipping of the saints for the work of the ministry. So my chief call is not to do all the ministry. That's a break from Bible Belt mentality, actually. My actual call is to equip others for the work of the ministry. So we've been doing that around here for, it'll be 35 years here pretty quick.
You go to church all your life when you're a kid and the preacher's up there. He does what he does. Mm-hmm. And you come back next Sunday and the preacher's up there and the Sunday school teacher's doing what he does. You are seems like you're always just in this learning mode versus ever turning over into a teaching mode.
Yeah. Now I can go back to when I really first, I was saved in 1974 and we've included on some of these podcasts. I got off away from the Lord for 10 years in 1984, had that encounter with the Lord and come back to the Lord. But from the time that we didn't immediately start going to church. We're out there in the middle of nowhere in the Texas Panhandle. But I remember when we did first start going to church, in my mind, it had to be the Lord, because nobody told me that I always had the thought in my mind that when I would go to church, when I would hear stuff. It was in a great church there too, by the way. A pastor, Ronnie Chadwick, big brother in the Lord, Mike Dyer, who's a great teacher, when I would sit through those messages on Sunday morning, Wednesday nights, whenever those were, it was in my mind, I was always being prepared for something. Now, I guess that was the Lord. I didn't know any of this fivefold ministry, apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor. I didn't know any of that stuff. I guess I just involuntarily, I didn't know that it was anything you should do, but I took notes and took notes. All those things, a lot of that stuff, I was so green, I didn't understand a lot of it. Along the way, down through the last 35 years, maybe 40 years here pretty quick, the Lord has reminded me of those things that I took notes on that He's clarified and helped me to understand. But from the jump go, I was always in the mode of being trained, being raised up, being equipped for something. So I can see that pretty clear now. I didn't see it then. With that in mind, I would encourage people out there to just think about that a little bit. Is that God, there is a call on your life. And again, that's a break from Bible Belt mentality. We have this mentality that only a few are called to ministry. No, that's not true. We're all called to that. If we can start to think about that, and it helps if you see that in the scripture, like we're talking about that Ephesians 4 thing, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry. If we understand that we're to be equipped, then the ministry gets outside the Sunday morning church service. It gets out there on the rig floor. It gets out there in the golf course. It gets out there in wherever they're doing business and those kind of things. And so we're all called. And so that's important. That's an important issue.
Like you're using the word, we're all called. Mm-hmm. I'm out on the golf course. Am I called to talk to my buddy? What are that's just when you say the ministry has this stigma on it, is, hey guys, anybody want to sit around for a little talk about the Father for a little bit before we start? It seems out of place, out of place.
I would say something like that may be out of place because I've talked about this with you quite a bit. I go to the gym every mm-hmm. morning during the week. I do ministry there almost, maybe not every time, but almost every time. I never go looking for it. I never go planning for it. I'm always ready for it and open for it. I very rarely initiate it. We got to be cautious not to run past the Holy Spirit in this thing. You can live your life just like you just go about your normal day, living your life with the help of the Holy Spirit. You can see when there's an open door where someone tells you their problems. I've said that a lot. Anytime someone starts telling you their problems, two things are taking place. One is they trust you enough to bring you into their business. And two, they're really asking for help is what they're doing. And so I'm really against really being forward and pushy about ministry. Jesus didn't do that. We don't do it. It's uncomfortable for everybody. It's uncomfortable for the person doing it. It's uncomfortable for people on the other end. So I never try to push the door down. But when what we're trying to train people around our house here at Trinity, what we're trying to do is to raise them up and get them aware of the doors and the openings that the Holy Spirit is opening. And then we step through. When I describe our approach to ministry, you got to hear me out on this, but I always say we're aggressive, not aggressive in the sense of being pushy, manipulative, or overbearing in that way. I hate that. I just think it's a bad look on the whole body of Christ. But when I say aggressive, when the Lord opens the door, we step in. That's what we want to do. And whatever that is, if it's a prayer for someone's physical being, if it's a prayer for an addiction, if it's a marriage problem situation, then I don't go looking for opportunities, but I want to be aware of when the Lord opens those doors. That way you can follow the lead of the Holy Spirit, not run in front of Him, because nobody likes someone that kind of hems them up and tries to pull the Jesus thing on them. And so again, there's no substitute for following the lead of the Holy Spirit. There's just no substitute for that.
Being in the radio business, we have two sides of customers. We have our listeners and we have our advertisers. There's two sides of business there. Mm-hmm. When I go into the gym, let's say when you go into the gym, you never initiate it because it's possible. A lot of possibility is people walk in and go, hey, there's Andy Taylor. I trust that guy for one, because I know his background, I know his history, I know what he does. Or it just comes down to, I just know what he does. And so the factor of somebody coming up to you or just anything is pretty much there. You're a pastor. You lead a church. You lead a flock. And it's just a trust already built instantly. I go into the gym. I'm a radio guy. Are they going to ask me about that? Or are they going to ask me about, hey, can I get this audio better? How can I fix this audio mm-hmm. and this such and such or some technical thing? Because they trust me in that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I look at that as two different angles. I'm the listener type in our case. If I'm the listener type and they are coming to ask me about some radio stuff or audio or something like that, maybe that's my tool or my in with the relationship to be able to eventually get to ministry or to just to have the relationship to have ministry with them.
Relationally is the best venue, the best opportunity for ministry. The people that you're in relationship with, it's not the only way, because we were able to minister to people that we don't even know if we're, again, following the lead of the Holy Spirit. But relationally is the best way to do it. I just picked up on something that you said back there, is that people, you said people might see me in the gym. They know what I do.
Mm-hmm.
First off, I'd want to say is that there is, you said, because they trust me because of what I do. I think there is out there in the world, there is a general distrust of ministry people because of the what we talked about before. They get pushy. They want to pull the whole religious thing on them, which we don't do. And so a lot of that ministry in the gym has most, it's all relational now, but some of it wasn't relational at the start. I had a situation here just last week where a guy that's, he's older than I am. There's not many of those left out there.
Not in the gym.
Yeah, not in the gym. That's right. So anyway, he had two shoulder surgeries, and he was telling me I'd had some shoulder issues, and we were going to the same orthopedic guy. And so he told me that they told him he may have to have another surgery or something. And I said, hey, you care if I just pray for you? So to me, that was an open door. We've got some relational equity. I use that word. Some, that's just equity you build and be in relationship with someone. So I've seen him in there for a couple of years. We become friends. And so I prayed for him. And then this week when I went in, he said, hey, something happened when you prayed for my shoulder the other day. God loves that kind of thing. And it's a big thing. In one way, in another way, it's you're just living your life and watching for those open doors. And so, again, I've done this over the last few weeks here on Sunday mornings and telling people that, listen, and I've got some good feedback back from it. I said, listen, you may have never done it before. You may have never prayed for anybody before. But if you just, in that situation, if you feel the Spirit of God leading you to do that, just do it like this. Just put it out there how you're feeling. Listen, you might tell the person, you know what, I've never done this before, but I believe that God can fix your situation. And so do you care if I pray for you? And so 99% of the time, they're going to say yes. If they say no, you're off the hook. That's okay. I've actually had that happen before. When you pray for them, if you've never done it before, so Lord, I don't really know what I'm doing here. He can work with that. Lord, I don't know what I'm doing here, but I believe in you. I believe you did this for me. I think you'll do this for this person. Would you just heal this person's shoulder? Let's use that example. That breaks them into a part of ministry that they've never done before, and they'll get used to doing that. And we don't want to get so used to doing it that we run past the Holy Spirit in it. Again, I keep saying that, but it's we're made by God to be sensitive and to receive information, input, leadership, and all that from the Holy Spirit. So we need to take him up on that. And then the rest is just up to the Lord. And sometimes you have not because you ask not. Let's ask for people to be healed, to be set free, for the marriages to be put back together, all those kind of things.
So we started this off talking about getting in the game, AT. And the thing about getting in the game, and you're living a rough life, you're just out there and you've possibly listen to this here at the podcast, and just because you're going, I'm curious,
yeah,
how do you move from that area to this rough, I say rough life or whatever you call the rough life, to, man, I think I'm ready to get in the game. I just don't know how. I don't even know where to start.
Yeah.
I could say that from a lot of years ago, just going, I remember it was 23 years ago. I didn't know what to do. I was having trouble in the marriage. I called you and go, man, I don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
It was a long time ago, but I was in a rough spot. I didn't know. I didn't want the game. I just needed some help. How does somebody just go, man, I think I'm ready to get in the game, but what is that? What's the next step?
Of course, the number one thing is to lean into relationship with the Father. That's the first thing. And I said this Sunday, I don't know if I've ever said this before. It's just, it's not a huge revelation, but my chief responsibility is to lead people to him. That's my chief responsibility. That's our bottom line goal with this podcast, is to lead people to him. It's a relational thing with God, the Father. from his standpoint, it's always been about the relationship. Even Jesus said to the Pharisees, the religious people in his day, you search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, but you're not willing to come to me that you might really have life. I've said this, probably said it on this podcast before. As much as I love the Bible, I really do. I love the Word of God, but it's never has been meant to be a substitute for our relationship with Him. The very first building block is to lean into that relationship. And we got enough people around our house to coach you and help you to do that. And we've talked about this before, too, I think, is that one of the big disappointments in some of these sons in the Lord, you being one of them, would come to me with a problem. And rather than me solve your problem, I'd say, what's the Lord saying to you? What's the Father saying to you, Gabe? And I had some of these guys will tell you now that it just ticked them off at the start because they thought I just didn't care and passing the buck and throwing the weight back on them. But now it's the thing that these guys love me for the most is that it's caused them to interact with the Father.
Well,
and
so
now they have
like
a relationship.
Lazy preacher.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what you thought. Well, yeah. What's he saying to you? But so, that's what it sounds like. But
yes.
Now we love it.
What's one of the best things I can do for you? And like I said a minute ago, my chief responsibility is to lead you to Him. If you get to Him, you'll be okay. That's the truth. It just proves that over and over again. If you get to Him, it'll be okay.
But the natural reaction to a person is another person telling them what to do.
Yeah.
Of giving them advice of some sort instead of listening, you're going to have faith to be able to believe that the Father can give you the answers.
Yes. Yeah. And I don't do that every time. If it's a situation where marriage counseling situation or whatever, I'm going to speak into that the whole time. In any counseling situation, any ministry situation I've ever been in, I'm going to keep pointing them to the Father. That's what it's all about. If there's someone out there listening, like you said a minute ago, if there's someone out there listening, how do you get from where I'm at over here to in this kind of life and I'm not doing very good? How do I get from there to getting in the game? First off, it's just building that relationship with the Lord. Let Him build the relationship. You got to give Him some time. And I would really encourage you to get in the Word. We've talked about that a lot. The key to that whole thing is the body of Christ, the church, which I talk a lot about. It's my thing. The body of Christ will never be the body of Christ. It'll never be the church that Jesus was talking about in Matthew chapter 16. I will build my church and the gates of hell won't be able to prevail against it. It'll never be the church until we receive and understand this thing about being equipped for the work of the ministry. The church won't be the church until it happens. Otherwise, it's just going to be a few people doing all the ministry and other people hearing, receiving, and I hope they're probably applying it to their lives and all that, but they're never, started this conversation about getting in the game, finding out how you're gifted. Because you are. There are certain ways you're gifted and anointed. That's a supernatural endowment from God that helps you to go far beyond what you could do. It's the help of the Holy Spirit. And we find our place. And then in that, in the big picture, the whole body of Christ starts to take shape. Well, getting in the game, it's important. Number one, getting in the game is to lean into that relationship with the Father. No man's come to the Father unless he's drawn by the Father. So maybe God's using this podcast to draw you, to open your heart to that. So I would lean into, and when I say lean into, you just give yourself to that. Take some time. You're driving down the road, sitting on your porch, doing whatever you do. Just start to get aware of the presence of God and then let God, and then go from there.
I was just thinking as you were saying that, we're going to move into the next podcast talking about, you mentioned just finding your gifts. You've talked about spiritual gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically the spiritual gifts. He's given us other gifts, but the spiritual gifts is what we can use into the spiritual warfare of going in and getting in the game, of really finding your place of getting in the game. I think we should maybe move into that one next round, but there is some more about getting into the game and finding out how to simply just get in the game.
Okay.
Hey, if you like what you're hearing, tell your family and friends, download the podcast, The Kingdom Cowboy. On your preferred platform, it's on Apple, Spotify, Amazon, iHeart, Player FM, Samsung, Podchaser, and Boomplay.
That's a lot of stuff.
That's a lot of places to get the old podcast.
You can find us if you're looking for us.
even if you're not looking for us, it may pop up on your Facebook or something. Hey, for Gabe Edney, Andy Taylor, we'll catch you on the next go.
Yeah, pass the word to your friends. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you for listening to the Kingdom Cowboy Podcast. where we give a money-back guarantee. You'll be better when you leave than when you arrived. That's the outcome of listening to God's living word for this hour. Remember to subscribe to this podcast. If you would like to contact Andy with your questions or comments, you can do so at andyrtaylor.com.